Welcome to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Morning, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Everybody say hey.
Hey.
Before we get to the Golden Globes, did you guys see the prize that we're giving away?
I thought it was a typical misprint. You know, it happens right in emails. They added an extra zero.
Yes. It is the My Talk app $10,000 Pick Your Prize contest.
Whoa.
And what you need to do, first and foremost, is download the app so you can enter to win. And then every day we're going to announce two qualifiers who will each get $100. So make sure you're listening at 8:20 a.m., 5:20 p.m. And then from all those mini winners.
The mini winners, the rich get richer because all of the mini winners are entered into the grand prize drawing for a chance. And this is so cool, to pick your prize. So you can choose from prizes like a Sea-Doo watercraft. How about a family trip to Disney World? How about a $10,000 Rosedale Center shopping spree and a whole lot more. So if you want to see a full list of the Pick Your Prize options at mytalk1071.com. You can go there now. And now is the time. If you've been thinking, oh, I hear the app's kind of cool, but I haven't downloaded it, this is a great time to download the app, get registered to win.
It's that easy.
It's that easy, guys.
Money is growing on trees, I guess.
Jeez Louise, can we enter? When can we finally enter?
No, it's never going to happen, Steve.
Oh.
That's too bad.
Hey, did you guys see Steve commuting? Oh, really? Was he on the Mississippi on his Sea-Doo? Watercraft?
I don't want to even picture that.
Oh, Donna, trust me, you don't. Hey, by the way, last night was the Golden Globes.
Yes!
You know, blink and you'll miss it. There is something that is so bizarre about award season this year, especially I think for us here in Minnesota this weekend, because usually the Globes are on 1 week after New Year's Eve, and so it's early January, we're depressed as a state, Christmas is gone, winter is here, it's dark really early. Juxtapose that with the fact that there are a bunch of like weird movies that came out last year. It wasn't a typical year. It was 40 plus degrees outside this weekend. The sun was out even longer. I think this year was a very easy year to miss the Golden Globes.
Yeah. Are you saying you didn't watch it, Steve?
Hey, dog! You know, here's what happened. I turned on my television and I was like, oh my gosh. And it said, oh, you can watch the Globes. They're on live right now, but we're about to watch them with the kids. And I thought, oh my gosh, that is tonight. It's on right now. And so then I was recap watching this morning on YouTube. But I didn't watch it live with the champagne glass filled.
That's all right. It looked really fun. Like, I like that some people were in their jammies and some people were in ball gowns.
Tuxes, yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of fun. Then we've got Jason Sudeikis in a big old fluffy hoodie.
I heard that Twitter was saying that Sudeikis looked like, okay, this is what you look like if you've gone through a tough breakup with Olivia Wilde and she leaves you for a guy from One Direction. But he won for Ted Lasso.
He did, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
He is adorable. Do we have all the winners? Maybe we could play the little montage.
Here we go.
Best Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture, Daniel Kaluuya, Judas and the Black Messiah.
For Best Performance by an Actress in a Television Series, Catherine O'Hara.
Best TV Series, Musical or Comedy.
Creek. Best Animated Motion Picture.
Best Performance by an Actor in a Limited Series, Mark Ruffalo.
Best Screenplay Motion Picture, Aaron Sorkin, The Trial of the Chicago 7.
Best Performance by an Actress, Drama,
Emma Corrin, The Crown.
Josh O'Connor, The Crown.
Best Television Series, Drama, The Crown.
Yeah. Best Supporting Actress, Jodie Foster.
Best Actress in a Supporting Television Role, Gillian Anderson.
Actress in a Limited Series, Anya Taylor-Joy for The Queen's Gambit.
Best Television Limited Series, Queen's Gambit.
Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture Drama, Chadwick Boseman.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Best Actor in a Television Series, Musical or Comedy,
Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso.
Best Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy,
Rosamund Pike, I Care a Lot.
Musicals and Comedy,
Borat, Subsequent Movie Film.
Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, Sacha Baron Cohen, Borat, Subsequent Movie Film.
Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture, Drama, Andra Day.
Best Motion Picture Director,
Chloe Zhao, Nomadland.
Best Motion Picture Drama,
Nomadland.
cool. There's some good winners in there.
Maybe that's the way to watch award shows this year.
I just loved it because it was so efficient. We didn't have to wait for people to walk up from the back table.
Good point.
So, Dawn, how did they make that all work? Did they just then go live to that person's Zoom camera and they have an opportunity then from home to say thank you?
Yes, they had everybody in the category on Zoom, and then you saw their live reaction for winning, and then they would zoom in on just their shot. And then something that was a little awkward is that I wanted everyone to just realize they should have said always be smiling, because then they would go to other people, other nominees who weren't aware that they were going to be on camera.
Oh my God.
Either have poop face or they would have like, they just didn't know. Olivia Colman wins the night for always smiling. She didn't win a thing.
She's a doll.
But her co-stars won a ton, the show won, and she was always so genuinely thrilled for people.
I love that.
Me too. She's just one of those people who seems like she walks in a room and everything lights up.
Yes, you know? For sure. Yeah.
Just really positive. I just started watching the United States versus Billie Holiday, and I was going to tell you guys how awesome Andra Day is in this. I didn't even know she acted. I'm watching this and I'm like, is that Andra Day? And I had to look it up, and I'm like, damn, girl can act.
Good. I'm glad she's worthy of it. I plan on watching that this week.
Yeah, she's so good. And I didn't know Billie Holiday had so many struggles. I didn't know anything about the story. So good for them. And Catherine O'Hara.
Oh,
that makes me so happy.
Yes.
Winning for Schitt's Creek. Really awesome.
And the show itself won.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So that's awesome too.
6 seasons.
That's fantastic. I think this Catherine O'Hara thing is a little bit, like I said, and she's great.
Like Susan Lucci kind of?
Yeah, it's like, come on. It's almost has people thinking, how could she have not won some kind of major award by now?
Right. Exactly.
Let's see. Does this make me want to see anything?
Oh, God, I want to see them all.
By the way, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Okay.
Because Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were having quite a bit of fun with the Hollywood Foreign Press and its lack of diversity and how they, you know, have cats as a part of the Hollywood Foreign Press. All sorts of very funny stuff.
Hot dogs. Yeah.
Why wasn't Cobra Kai nominated? Like, if you think about Cobra Kai,
Steve.
A really enjoyable show.
Maybe the Emmys. Maybe they didn't.
Is it a little more of like a People's Choice Awards kind of a thing?
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. I just can't trust the Hollywood Foreign Press or the Academy for that matter. But then you get the People's Choice and it feels like now we're just teeny boppers texting in our votes. There is no award show that will truly satisfy me. Well, unless I would ever win one of these awards and then they were totally validated.
Then
the whole
they'd
time.
Have to, they'd start playing the shut up music.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Steve as just I started talking.
Or walking as I started approaching.
Oh, this guy again.
Here you
go. I did hear somebody being interviewed over the weekend. Entertainment person or a critic, and they asked whether the Golden Globes were important, and basically they're not, and they don't really have anything to do with determining who's gonna get the Oscar, really.
I remember the year where this was most glaring, Donna, was the year that Johnny Depp and Angelina Jolie were in The Tourist.
Oh God.
And it was a critically disliked. I don't know if it was panned, but let's say it was disliked on the whole from critics. And then they were nominated, and it was everybody pointed to that as an example of this is just no bigger stars at the time really than Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp. Let's get them to the red carpet. That helps our ratings. So I agree with you that it doesn't come with the same snooty buy-in that you have with something like the Academy Awards or the SAG Awards, where it's fellow actors who are voting for their fellow actors, which feels a little better to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's all self-congratulating.
It really is.
What are you going to do? Hey, we at 11 o'clock today, hour three, if you're listening on the podcast, we'll get into some of the funny from Amy Poehler and Tina Fey, who did about as good of a job as you could possibly do doing a split monologue from L.A., and New York. It looked like they were sharing the same stage at times. It was well done. So we'll hear some of the funny coming up in hour three. Our Facebook question today.
Ooh.
I'm going to do the Facebook question all week. All right, let this be my redemption story.
Why don't you just do it all the time?
Great.
Unless I get a bug, you know. And
then okay, this is great. Yes. Okay. All right, wonderful. That's a nice little team meeting that we had there. The weather, here's the question, though. Fill in the blank. The weather outside this weekend has me feeling like blank. Mm-hmm. So we'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. When we come back.
Yeah.
Remember last week we were talking about could Donna, for $1 million, name 25 of the presidents?
Yeah.
You would have fallen short of that. I had someone who reached out to me regarding street names here in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So we will reveal something that was new to me. I wonder if it will be new to the listener. That and some other fun things that you don't really need to know, but you'll be happy that you did. Next on Donna and Steve on My Talk. Hey, Donna.
Hey, Steve. When did you get here?
I've been here the whole time. Hey, I want to talk with you about my underwear again, if I may.
Oh, God.
All right, listen. You know that I love my Chill Boys. They are bamboo boxer briefs. But here is what's happening. I've loved them from the first time that I put them on my legs. Instantly felt the difference. So cool and so comfortable. So now, anytime that I have to put on some stupid underwear that aren't Chill Boys, I feel like an idiot.
You should. You should. They are a local company offering great men's underwear. But can I point out, Steve, that ladies, if you're tired of thongs making you feel like you've got a constant wedgie, might I suggest you get yourself a pair of soft bamboo boxers from Chill Boys?
I've always said that I would never wear a thong, but I'll tell you this. If my buddies at Chill Boys made a thong, I'd try it on. I'm just saying, I would try it on. Hey, if you want more information, you can go to chillboys.com.
Chill Boys, comfort where it counts. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment and fun facts. Bang the lady go. Huh. Things that make you go.
Huh. Bang the lady go. Huh. Last week we asked on the show.
Whoa, hey.
Oh,
that hurt.
Hi. Hey, I think I might be Shazam now. I just saw that movie this week, and I'm pretty sure that's what happens. Hey, hola, buenos dias. What just happened? Last week we were talking about could you name 25 presidents in order to make $1 million? Because we were just talking about it, when time passes, in 200 years, there will be some living being who doesn't know that there were two different George Bushes who were president. They just won't know it because it'll be 200 years in the future and a lot will have happened. With that, Donna was unable to name all 25 presidents, 25 of the 46, so she would have lost $1 million and had to pay that in back taxes.
Well, instead, don't make it sound like you could have done it.
Sadly, Donna was unable to do it, which was a disappointment educationally for all of us.
I got less than her. I got 17.
I don't feel good about what my prospects would be. I was rattling off names last week of real presidents who you could have just said, Steve, for $1 million, was this guy president? And I would have laughed and said, of course he wasn't. And he was. Well, there was somebody on Instagram who reached out and said, did you know that in Northeast Minneapolis that they have street names of the presidents in order?
Oh.
Which is a good way to
study,
to learn them.
Yeah, go out on a walk.
Have you seen this? Washington, then Adams, then Jefferson, then Madison, then Monroe, then Quincy, then Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison,
and
so on.
No, I never noticed.
Me either.
Yeah, apparently that's
so interesting. Great idea.
I suppose so.
Does it go all the way up to current day, did you say?
I don't think it goes up to current day. I think that you have to wait to name any street after a president if you're outside of D.C. or where that president was born in order to avoid, what's the word, people getting mad. You know, it's like you can't do any recent president. They'll just, someone's going to be mad. I'm not going
down
that street.
They'll take it down.
Or spray paint over it or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God, be safe out there, guys.
Yeah.
Well, this also a little tidbit with U.S. presidents. Half, good news for left-handers out there, half of the U.S. presidents since 1929 have been left-handed.
Whoop, whoop.
Don, I suppose you identify as a lefty?
I do identify as a lefty.
Okay. Elizabeth does as well. She's very proud of that. She always brings up this presidential thing. Here are the presidents since 1929 who have been left-handed. Herbert Hoover, Harry Truman, Gerald Ford, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. And Ronald Reagan, by the way, was ambidextrous.
Oh.
ambidextrous.
That's impressive when people can use both.
When you're left-handed, you're sort of forced to learn how to use your right hand because so many products are made for right-handed people.
Yeah. So you're a lefty.
I am a lefty. So is Jason and so is Alexis.
That is the weirdest thing.
You ever tried to switch?
It's pretty difficult as far as writing goes, you know?
Yeah.
Scissors a problem for you?
No, I can do scissors because most are right-handed. That's actually, I cut with my right hand.
Oh.
Huh.
So you're a little ambidextrous. You're a little bit of Reagan, aren't you?
Yeah.
How about,
sorry.
MC.
He's also left-handed.
That's so crazy.
Really?
Wow.
And we're both Libras.
Weird.
Wow. And legally, we have to have at least one on staff at all times.
Yep, that's a true story.
It's like half of our staff are left-handers,
you
know?
That's really crazy. Donna, maybe we're the handed minority.
Well, maybe in the building.
Yeah,
or among the air staff. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Right?
Some of the early top casting choices for the movie Speed, which I remember loving, were originally Stephen Baldwin as Keanu Reeves' character.
Okay. Wow.
And he is there to help save not Sandra Bullock, but instead Ellen DeGeneres. Stephen
no.
Baldwin.
Are you serious?
DeGeneres.
What? No.
Yes.
That is a completely different movie.
Yes, yes it is.
That would be a lot of fun and not as tense.
I saw Ellen in one movie, and she played the love interest of, Bill Paxton.
Paxton?
Yes, I think, if I'm not, or somebody like that. And
Bill Pullman. Maybe.
I was like, yeah, this is does Pullman. Not work. Maybe it was Pullman.
It could have been Pullman. They're both great, Pullman and Paxton.
Sure.
Waffle House owns its own record label called Waffle Records.
And
this is true. And its songs are mostly played in their restaurants.
Huh.
I thought that was fun.
I would hope so.
If you like that, you'll feel indifferent toward this because there's no correlation. The shortest street in the world is Ebenezer Place. It's in Scotland. The street is 6 feet 9 inches long and has one address.
What? It's 6 feet 9 inches long?
UDR it is.
And has one address.
Finally. Almost all of the American flags at Disney World have the wrong number of stars. Why? Well, that way Disney doesn't need to perform proper flag protocols and lower all of them.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Look closely next time. There you go.
All right, let's get Dawn's review of Nomadland with Frances McDormand. We'll get to that and some other movie news coming up next on My Talk. You know, these days it can feel like we're stuck in our houses and looking for a safe escape. Well, good news. The Y is open and safer than ever. They have a helpful tool on their site that tells you how busy each location is, and they do extensive cleaning throughout the day. Plus, you can take virtual Y fitness classes wherever you like. And you can earn a free month if you join by March 18th. Go to ymcanorth.org.
Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
Ooh, so many movies to see, so little time. Dawn, you watched a movie. Did you see this in the theater?
No, I saw it on Hulu this weekend.
Ooh.
Yes.
Is it free?
It is free on Hulu. Yes.
I'm going to watch it.
You will love it. It's,
really?
Oh, my gosh. Nomadland is what I'm talking about. And I went in with low expectations. Hmm. Frances McDormand has kind of driven me crazy at award shows these last couple of years
because
she's
love
so
her.
Weird.
She is
I'm
so
like,
weird.
And she won so many times that she just kept getting up on stage and was like this crazy woman who made her dress out of curtains, and she was like all over the place
and wanted
like,
to buy everyone tequila.
It was super weird. But anyway, she is excellent in this.
Really?
And I have no idea how to write a movie like this. It's so good. And the director totally deserves the win that she got. Chloe Zhao, I believe is her name. And it's about a woman who lived in a town, which it's true. There's a town that used to do mining for gypsum, I believe, which is put into sheetrock. Well, that industry has failed. So the town becomes a ghost town. and she also loses her husband.
Oh my gosh.
And so she has really nowhere to go because everybody leaves the town, and she becomes a nomad, which is a term for people that live in their vans or RVs. And it's a choice that they make, and they travel the country working at like Amazon for the winter during Christmas time, or they work at a theme park, or they work, you know, in the beet industry for during beet harvesting season, and they just travel. And it just, it's so wonderful because she finds a sense of community with these other nomads. And this is real. Like, people really do this.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't realize it was specific. I thought nomad was like a generic term for like people who don't stay in one place.
Right. A roustabout.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Right. Yes.
But no, these, they're like, it's like they're always camping. And they just move from place to find work. And she doesn't really want to settle down anywhere because she has this sense of loss from leaving her, you know, losing her husband. And her performance is so beautiful. She doesn't do anything extreme. There's no screaming or crying or, you know, it's a subtle performance, but it's so heartfelt and real that you will really be touched by
it. She's a great actress.
She is fantastic.
Yeah.
And the story is good. I think some people might feel a little uncomfortable with the fact that there isn't like a real through line plot. It's not like I have to get to this place to complete this task.
Steve, you can't like, watch it.
I struggle with
so,
that.
Yeah. It just, it's almost like it creates a real feeling. And it's just beautiful. It's,
oh, it'll make so good you, to know.
It's like melancholy and it'll make you a little sad, but boy, you really believe that she is really Fern and not Frances McDormand.
Oh.
Yeah. Every time I see her, I almost feel like I'm watching with my mouth open. Like, I can't believe how good she is.
Like, it's just really like draws real life.
Us. Yeah.
All the characters, some of them are real nomads. They're real.
Oh, really?
And so that's why the conversations feel so real. And oh,
that sounds so interesting. I'm going to watch it.
Yay.
Steve, you don't have to.
Thank you. Or cool. Why can't I?
You can. You just might have a good cry when you do it.
I do have to say.
That would be cleansing for me.
I tried to watch What's Their Faces and Barb Go to Del Mar or whatever.
Barb and Star.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I hated it.
No. Okay, now this is what I've heard about this movie, this new Kristen Wiig movie.
Oh, no. And you wasted $20.
And what is... I didn't buy it. My roommate did.
Okay.
So thankfully, I fell asleep and then I woke back up. I'm like, this movie sucks. And then I'm like, what is Jamie Dornan doing to his career? Why is he doing... He's a great actor.
I thought he was really funny.
No, I have heard. So I've heard this. This is great.
Sing and dance.
We have both of your reactions because they say that if you take the plunge with this Kristen Wiig movie, you'll love it and it'll just keep doubling down on all sorts of weirdness and silliness and wackiness. But if you don't take whatever that initial leap is, that then all of the other things that they try will have a discord. It just won't ever like okay. I dig this. So you'll kind of either love it from the beginning or hate it from the beginning. But few people will feel, about
MC
it.
Did not like it.
And I hated her hair. And I'm like, I can't look at her right now.
Donna.
And her chunky jewelry from the 80s.
It's so bad. Oh. I mean, if it were a Saturday Night Live sketch, I'd be like, okay, right. That's fine. But in 2 hours of that, no. Oh, God.
I get it.
But I get that there's a need for that.
Yeah.
I don't, you know... I think it's good that it exists.
Yeah, it's just a fun, dumb movie.
Yeah. Sure.
Donna, sorry. Well, thanks for trying though, Donna.
I tried a lot of movies. I started a lot of movies and then peaced out, you know.
Okay.
I watched that Billie Holiday thing and I went, I can't do this. I'll go back to it. I did it with Ma Rainey's...
Black Bottom.
I did finally finish that. And then I started to watch Tom and Jerry.
Okay, now you have tapped into what the Pattersons were doing this weekend. Since we are proud Hubo Max subscribers right now, we have it, and we're watching things. And we sat down and watched Tom and Jerry, and our house was sort of split on it. Donna, what did you make of the parts that you saw? Because you like old-timey Looney Tunes, smack 'em with a hammer kind of humor.
I really like it.
You did?
Yeah, I do. It's like if you liked Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Mm.
Similar animation style.
And they're not really necessarily the stars. It's that Chloe Grace Moretz. She's fantastic.
I like her a lot, yeah.
She reminds me of Lindsay Lohan when she was young and doing, you know, films like this. Really, really good. Her timing is outstanding. She's adorable. I really like it. I did question the violence.
Oh, see, that I didn't. I thought that was all funny and that's all.
You did?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Both Jason and I were like, this is really violent.
Yeah, we dug it. I mean, like, that didn't. Anytime it's a cartoon that's doing it with like a big hammer or, you know, it's just all, it's so over the top. Whereas Lucy from Charlie Brown, and you know I love Charlie Brown, but she, I'm like, no, now they're going to say that. They're going to go around calling their friends at school blockheads, and you shouldn't come and ruin the party.
But it's a teachable moment.
Yes, there were many teachable moments. I didn't feel like I needed to do the teachable moment thing with Tom and Jerry as much. I thought it was, I give it like a, oh, geez. Mm. Let's do a 3 out of 5, Gary, maybe 2.5 if we had a half thing. My older daughter, who's 10, she fell asleep. She said she wasn't really loving the movie. She had gotten sick of seeing the trailer, which the kids were seeing a lot.
Oh,
and then
that
can
ruin it.
Yep. Now, the 5-year-old said, I said, what would you rate that from 1 to 10? And she said, I'll give it an 11. But she walked out at the end. That's a false review. She was coloring in the other room at the end of the movie. And then my 8-year-old fell asleep on my lap, so no one was fully awake. Now, the joy of the night for me, I think, was my lovely wife, Lou, of 15 years, she's just grand. She watches things very hard. Like, she really watches things. She laughs out loud to sitcoms that are reruns. It mesmerizes my family.
It is very cute. Aww. Sometimes he'll take video of her, and you just hear her laughing all by herself, and she's got the best laugh.
First time my brother Josh watched an episode of Friends with her in the same room, he could not believe how often she was laughing out loud, like a belly laugh.
Well, that's funny, because when I was watching this, Rumi started just, like, looking at his phone and stopped watching. He goes, he said the same thing. He goes, I can't believe how much you're laughing. I go, it's funny. I go, watch this. And I rewind it and play something over again. I go, that is funny. The cat, you know, the lady cat who started scratching the chair.
Yes.
And did it on purpose when the guy looked at her.
Yes.
I love that.
Well, let me just tell you, though, to clarify, Lou watches things hard. Sometimes she's laughing, but other times, if she does not enjoy it, she will let you know that as well. She did not like this. She never liked Tom and Jerry, so she was just going along for the ride on Saturday night. At one point, I heard her say out loud, and I called her on it immediately, Tom fell for one of Jerry's tricks, whatever. And she, an adult woman, said, well, wait, why would he do that? He's falling for it. And I said, honey,
it's a
cartoon. Can't. Not only is it a cartoon, that's the whole thing.
That's the whole
movie. Yeah. The lore of Tom and Jerry is this dumb cat. And like, God forbid I show her Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. Why is this Wile E. Coyote doing this?
So
he's not
funny.
Wile E. at all.
I love that.
So it was
one
like
thing that bugged me.
Weird for me.
One thing that bugged me is the cat, Tom, doesn't talk the whole movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sees Pretty Lady Cat, and he goes on the piano.
I liked that.
And then all of a sudden, he starts singing in this auto-tuned voice. And it's like, no, Tom doesn't talk or sing.
Tom sings.
He never talks. He's always, like, doing sign language, you know, like, playing charades with people. And then all of a sudden, he can sing. And Colin Jost, who decided that was a good idea?
Okay, Donna, you know he and I are close.
Colin Jost is in this movie, Dawn.
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay.
And he plays, you know, half of this really
rich couple. Think like Chopra.
Yes,
okay,
and famous couple.
Chopra, Chopra, whatever.
Oh, like he is with Scarlett Johansson. Like,
there you go. Right. Yes. Yes.
Exactly. And they're getting married himself. And they're at this hotel anyway. I think it's adorable.
Well, my friends who I played Pokemon with before the pandemic, they texted me this weekend and said, oof, we just watched Tom and Jerry movie on HBO Max and then gave 3 poop emojis. I'm like, I go, wow, a 3 turd review.
That's funny. Oh my God. How many turds?
3 turds.
That is fun. All right. Well, you know what, guys? Today is the anniversary of seeing something.
Oh.
And then I think pretty much all of us said something. And it has to do with Charlie Sheen.
It was a seismic moment in entertainment history.
It really was. So we'll go back in time and revisit that whole thing when we come right back on My Talk 107.1. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Yeah. Come on and party tonight.
Yeah.
So 10 years ago, we all saw Charlie Sheen go on that bender, calling himself a total frickin' rock star from Mars.
Oh. Winning.
Tiger Blood.
Yes, Tiger Blood. It kind of ruined his life. Mm-hmm. He was asked, actually, if he had any regrets. And he said in a new interview, do we have the clip of Charlie Sheen talking about it or just his rant?
It looks like it is the interview about him talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Let's listen to what he has to say about that.
Yeah.
People can't figure me out. They can't process me. I don't expect them to. You can't process me with a normal brain. I'm there to show others how it's done. It's not really rocket science. Sorry. Fuel the magic. Fools. Trolls.
This is his rant.
Normal people. Oh. People that aren't special. Okay. People that don't have tiger blood and, you know, Adonis DNA.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body. Too much. I've been riding it on a Mercury surfboard. Right off the bat, sorry.
Epic. Epic behavior.
This stuff's epic. You know, I'm not going to say it wasn't epic.
I'm tired of pretending like I'm not special. I'm tired of pretending like I'm not a total freaking rock star from Mars.
Why? Because I'm a winner.
Duh. Winning.
Winning.
Wow, how long winning. Is this? Oh my gosh.
Great. I call winner game over. Defeat is not an option. They picked a fight with a warlock.
Oh, wow.
Here's what you have to remember about that. Because now we all experience Charlie Sheen through through that lens of that meltdown.
Yeah.
But what made that so shocking and so like must-see TV, so to speak, where each day, if Charlie Sheen had a new video update, you had to watch it, was that prior to that, he was arguably the biggest name, certainly I believe the highest paid, in sitcom television. He was on the number one sitcom, Big Bang Theory. Two and a Half Men was doing great. And we didn't really hear a lot from Charlie Sheen. And then suddenly we got this verbal vomit of all of his weird, wacky, zany ideas. It was, which made it just so unbelievable to watch him say these things and to implode his own career.
Yeah. Yeah. And, well, that's one of the things that he says is, you know, people have said to him, hey, man, that was so cool. That was fun to watch, to be, you know, it was kind of cool to be a part of and support all that energy and see you, you know, stick it to the man, you know, because remember, he went off on Chuck Lorre, too, for a while.
Oh, yes.
So he thought, oh, yeah, okay, great. I'm so glad I traded early retirement for a freaking hashtag, which is kind of what happened.
Yeah.
Right.
But that started to become very, very scary to watch.
Oh, yeah, because it wasn't just one. It was a series of things.
And that's
it just kept snowballing.
And that's the reason I actually joined Twitter.
Was to follow the Charlie Sheen meltdown.
Yep. Yep, because I just was like, what is this about?
Well, happy anniversary for your Twitter.
Oh, thanks.
10-year anniversary,
Donna.
Thank
you, Dawn.
What was your first tweet?
Oh, I should look it up. I don't know. I couldn't tell you if...
I don't know how to look that stuff up. I'm very bad with Twitter.
Twitter should do what Facebook does, you know, like
memories.
3 years ago. Exactly. You know what popped up for me today for my 3 years? I tried to do my day, a day in the life of D-Val.
Oh, yeah.
In 60 seconds.
And the people were clamoring for it.
Oh, yes. I couldn't get enough.
You just had to succumb to their pressure and say, fine.
Fine, I'll do it. In 60 seconds.
This was a 3 years ago that you did this?
Yes. So basically from the time I woke up till the time I went to bed.
We all know the ending.
nudity.
Yes.
It ends in a blur.
It starts with nudity and ends in nudity.
Yes. Yes, Twee.
Henny, who's a
doozy. By the way, mm-hmm. Charlie Sheen's net worth currently is $10 million. So I'd argue you could still early retire with $10 million. Mm. Probably not with how he's living.
Right.
If I had $10 million right now, I could retire. Right this very second.
I think I would retire if I had $10 million.
I always say 5 million after taxes is like the ideal lottery to win, I think. You still are somewhat grounded, but super comfortable. Anyway, Charlie Sheen was making $1.8 million per episode on Two and a Half Men.
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot of money, gang.
Wow.
It's a lot of money. And so, yeah, that's the thing is his drug filled weeks and months and all of that was such an expensive mistake that he made.
Yeah.
We'd all just about do anything to have a cushion of $10 million to fall on mm-hmm. at the end of a downward spiral.
That'd be great.
But still.
Yeah, you know what, though?
Winning.
We got $10,000 up for grabs, sort of, kind of.
And Charlie would be eligible. We're not. Charlie Sheen would be eligible.
He would be eligible. Could you imagine?
To win any of these prizes. It's really crazy. It actually read like a misprint when I saw the email.
Me too.
It's the Pick Your Prize My Talk app sweepstakes. So each weekday, starting March 8th all the way through March 25th, we will award two winners with $100 each day. And it'll be one at 8:20, one announced at 5:20. And then they all get entered into this grand prize drawing for a chance to win a Pick Your Prize. And you can choose from what sort of things, Donna?
Oh, thank you for asking. Things like $10,000 gift card to Rosedale. How about a shopping spree at the mall? A family trip to Disney. Mm-hmm. Diamond earrings. All sorts of things you get to pick if you are the grand prize winner.
So download the app if you haven't done it already. Just do it right now.
Just
download
do it.
All right,
Don't give us lip.
Yeah, we don't need any of your stupid excuses that you've been giving us for the last 3 years. Download it today. Or you're canceled. Sorry.
Maybe took it just a smidge too far.
Anyway, we'd love it if you would download it. You could also see all the prizes that we have, and you can register to win online at mytalk1071.com. But let me be clear. If you don't get the app, you're going to be swimming with the fish.
Have you heard Dawn's impression?
Stop.
Oh, my God. I almost drove off the road. They're doing these classic movie reviews on the morning show.
Yeah.
What was this, a couple weeks ago, Dawn?
Uh-huh.
And Dawn was out that day, so she played. Recorded. Yes.
Yeah.
So she sent in a recording of her review, and in that recording was the best impression of Marlon Brando as the Godfather.
It's so bad.
It's so good.
Dawn,
this is something
Dawn,
that on the last
the
show.
The people what they want.
I did. They would make fun of me, so I would try it over and over again, and they'd have me like read a news report as Vito Corleone.
I love it so bad.
Wait, can we get it right now?
Let me get some quotes here.
Dawn's like, damn it, I'm trying to.
All right, by the way, I'll tell you this as Dawn's studio. Doing that. I know, she's making room for I Am Grant. I'll just let you know quickly that there was a guy who tried to rob a bank using one of those, this is in South Carolina, using the pneumatic tube, thing in the drive-thru line. And he just put a note in, and it said that put all the money from the drawers back into the tube, or he would, quote, kill. But here was the problem. The bank employees just called the cops, and then they got there while he was still waiting for the tube of cash, because you know the tube thing always takes longer than you think it's going to take.
Oh, my God.
And so they're like, yeah, it's coming right up, sir. And then the cops came and got him while he was still waiting for the tube.
It's so funny.
My mom has accidentally stolen the tube several times, and they've had to tell her, Mary, can you bring the tube back? Because they're very expensive.
That's funny.
Oh, sure.
Get what she did? They had to tell her.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you get what Dawn's doing? She's trying to delay.
Yeah, do you have it?
Yeah, let's see.
Right, here we have 30 seconds and then you can go.
Okay, let's see here.
Do me a favor. I won't forget it. Ask your friends in the neighborhood about me, and they'll tell you I know how to return a favor. You talk about vengeance? Is vengeance going to bring your son back to you or my boy to me?
So stupid.
That was live. That was a live reading.
Unbelievable.
So good.
What a woman.
Once again, we peel back another layer.
Oh, seriously.
There she is.
Dawn, we love you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. We're going to get a dirt alert from Grant when we come back. Also, Lady Gaga got her dogs back. We have to talk about that. It's so strange. ACM nominations and more coming up.